Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
The title of our message is God of Creation. Turn with me to Colossians chapter 1, verse 16. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. Says that all things were created by this one, both visible and invisible. Who is this person? Christ Jesus, the Word of God. That he created all things. And there is nothing that was created that was not created by him. And they were created by him and for him. And therefore, he's saying to us that the God of creation is the Word, not any other. All other gods are false. The true God that created is the Word of God, which we have in the Holy Bible. That's why he says that in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. That this Word was he that created in the beginning. That in the beginning, God created heavens and the earth. And that this God that created all things is Christ Jesus, the Word of God. Remember in the days of his flesh, when he became a human being, the Word was made flesh. The scripture tells us that he fed 5,000 men with 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. And there was 12 baskets of leftovers after they ate. When all have eaten and were satisfied, they had 12 baskets of fragments of the bread and the fish left over. Afterward, the people were now looking for Jesus Christ. They discovered that there's no way you can get food so easily or readily as this one they just ate. So they wanted more. And then they went looking for Jesus. And when they caught up with him, then Jesus told them this in John chapter 6. If we read from verse 25. And when they have found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, when camest thou hither? Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. You did not see the miracles. He wanted the people to see the operations of the Word of God. The people didn't think that it was naturally impossible 5,000 people to be fed with 2 fish and 5 loaves. That it was the Word of God that made it possible. And that this Word of God is the Creator. He creates. He said they did not see the miracles of the Word. That is, he is the Word. That by his Word were they fed. That he fed those 5,000 by the activity of the Word of God. And that it is the Word of God that reproduced that 2 fish and 5 loaves. And none for all of them to be fed. They are looking for more loaves. Not that they saw the action of the Word of God. He was teaching them to see the truth of the Word of God. That when God speaks, it reproduces, it happens. As the psalmist says in Psalm 33 verse 9, God spoke and it was done. In verse 6 of it, he said, By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them, by his word, by the breath of his mouth. And that God is a creator, the creator. And that God creates by his word. And this truth we have to understand. And that is what he came preaching. So time and time again, he will demonstrate the activity of the Word of God. For example, the records that he went to a tree and spoke to a tree, and they heard him speak to this tree that no man will eat from you forever. Though they saw him, though they were looking at Jesus Christ, but they did not know that he is the Word of God that was made flesh. And that when God speaks, it must come to pass. It must happen. And this is the God of creation, the God who operates by his word, that by his word all things were created, visible and invisible. And so the disciple has not known the truth of Christ, the truth of the Bible. That's what he's saying to us, that we should know the truth of this Holy Bible. That the truth of this Holy Bible is that everything spoken must come to pass, must happen. That it is not ordinary word, that the scripture is not ordinary word. They are orchestrated, they are set up to happen. That it is the very word of God. And therefore he said we should seek out of the book of the Lord and read. That none of it shall fail, nor shall want her mate. That his mouth commanded, his spirit gathered them. So the disciples, Peter, was shocked to find out that the tree he spoke to a day earlier had dried up. Why is he surprised? Has not believed. That's why Jesus now said, have faith in God. That the words I'm speaking is not me speaking, it's not the flesh speaking. It's the Father that dwells in me that is speaking. That God was in Christ, in the man Christ Jesus, reconciling the world to himself. The apostle said, therefore he has committed to our hand the word of reconciliation. That this word of God want to reconcile us to himself, want to bring us to himself. That the word in the Bible is God, our God. That we should have faith in him. That it is him we are to bow to. We must understand that he cannot fail. Scripture cannot fail. And so they did not know, and yet he came in the flesh to demonstrate to us that his word happens. And the disciples didn't connect him to the word of God yet. They didn't connect him to God. And that's why he's saying that they should have faith in God as a loving father, showing to them that I'm demonstrating all this so that you have faith in my word. Where is that word? In the Bible. He's drawing our heart to the Bible. That in his word, they are spirit, they are living. Does not need helper. He does what he says. And that's what the centurion says, speak the word only, my servant shall be healed. That at the very moment he says the word, is done. That he is the God of creation. That he is that God that created. That he created by his word, both visible and invisible. Another time, he came to the grave of Lazarus. They had not known whom he is. Even Martha, the sister of Lazarus that was dead, said, Master, if you were here, my brother would have been alive. He wouldn't have died. But he said, Martha, your brother is going to live again. She didn't understand what Jesus was saying. He said, I know my brother will live or will rise again on the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection. I am the life. I am the one that when the dead hear my voice, it will come up. They will come alive. That he is that word of God. And that this word of God is living and powerful. And so he came to the grave and then he said, remove the stone. Then his sister again said to him, that by now he's thinking, it's 4 days since he died. He has decayed. Jesus says, did I not tell you that if you believe in the word of God, you'll see the glory of the word of God? And then they rolled the stone away, and then by his word, he spoke to the dead man, said, Lazarus, come forth. And the man came forth, demonstrating again the efficacy of the word of God. That the word of God is power, that God operates solely by his word. He acts by his word. He created all things by the word. What is remaining, that we should connect him to the Bible. That it is that word that created he gave to us in the Bible. That the holy men wrote as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. That this scripture is not ordinary word. They are his word. And therefore everything he has said, he said we should study and seek and know what is going to happen. Because he is the author and the finisher. He is the one that is upholding everything. He is the one that is controlling everything by his word. And that we should take to it. And so that's what he's saying to us, that he is the God of creation. That he so loves us, he gave us this word so that we can receive him. Jesus says that he that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood has life in him. That except we eat his flesh and drink his blood, we have no life. What life? This life of God. This creator's life. We become partaker of the divine nature. That a time is coming. As the scripture says, that man does not live by bread alone. But by every word of God does a man live. That it will come to a time, the only way you can live is by the word of God. That is, we need to have his life. And it will not be by physical means or our struggle, but by his word. So he had ordained it. So he had programmed it. And he said the day is coming. The time is coming that he's going to switch off all things and everything will turn to the kingdom of Christ, which is the kingdom of the word of God, where in him we live, we move, and have our being. And so he's saying to us that he is the God of creation. And that this God of creation is the word of God. That we have the creator. Who? The Bible. That he is the God of creation. See what Apostle Peter wrote concerning this God of creation in 2 Peter chapter 3, reading from verse 1. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. That ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. He's putting this in writing to remind us of the scriptures, of the holy words spoken by the holy apostles and the prophets. Verse 3, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For these they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. Whereby the word that then was being overflowed with water perished. But the heavens and the earth which are now by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and the perdition of ungodly men. He's saying that it is the word of God we should expect. That it is this word that was spoken by the holy prophets and us the apostles is whom we are to look unto. As men read weather, and through reading weather, they know what's going to happen. They will tell you tomorrow is going to rain. And then men are prepared for that is coming. Apostle Peter is saying that they are ignorant, not knowing that it is the word you are to look at. So if you want to know what is going to happen next, he said, look to the word. It is what he says that is going to happen, nothing else. That he is the one that destroyed the world before with the flood. That it is the word of God that is keeping this one, this new heaven and new earth, is the word of God keeping it in store. But he says, the same word says, he's going to destroy it with fire against the ungodly. Those who have not taken to him. Who says, where is he? He said they are going to see him. As Pharaoh said, who is the Lord? So he saw the Lord in action. When he perished in the Red Sea, did he not see the Lord? The Egyptian says the Lord fighted for the Israelites. When their chariots will not move again, so they knew. And so he's saying that don't mock the word of God. That the word of God is the activity of God. And that we should take to it. And if I continue in verse 8, but beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, And some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us what? Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burnt up. That how is God going to do it? He said, by his word. Where is that word? That's what we are reading right now. That's what is written. He said, that's why he said, take heed to what the prophet and the apostles wrote, that it must happen. 1,000 years does not mean anything to God. It's like one day. And that he's a patient God. That God has programmed his word as well to wait. Not willing that anybody should perish. That his patience is not because he cannot do what he says. He had set it to give room for repentance. That he is the author and the finisher. That it is his word that dictates what is happening among men. That he is the one that can bring one government down and put another one. He is the one that brings superpower down. He brought Babylon down and brought in Medes and Persia. He brought down the Medes and the Persians. He brought in Greece. That he is this word. Where was it in the scripture? And then he brought in the Roman Empire. Where was it in the scriptures? According to the scriptures. And so he's saying to us that this scripture says that God is going to recreate again. He's going to renew again. He's going to burn up the first word and then bring a new. And therefore, he says, beloved, know this thing, that this thing is going to be burnt according to the scriptures. So what are we supposed to do? He said, take heed to his word. Therefore, he says in verse 11, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. It says we are looking for the new one. Who is that new one? Jesus Christ, the Word. Where the word of God, which is the righteous one, rules. Where the evil cannot operate anymore. Where the word of God, you live by the word of God. You move by the word of God. And so he said that he's going to burn off every lawlessness, every resistance against his word, that by the same word, he would bring an end to the lawlessness of men and bring law and order. That law and order is what he's calling a new heaven and a new earth. And where he dwell, where righteousness dwell, that these kingdoms of men will become the kingdom of Christ. So the word of God says, take to this word of God. It is him that is coming. It is what he says that will happen. That if you receive him, you have joy. That if anyone reject him as they did in the days of Noah, they have sorrow. But Noah was joyful because he took to the word of God. The wicked world fell in the days of Noah. Noah was saved by the ark. And that this one he has given to us is the word gave to us in the Holy Bible. And that this word, he said, as many as receive him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. That he is the creator. The creator in the beginning. He is the creator that will create, recreate again in the end. See what Jesus said himself in glory. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 8 of it. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. You know why he's telling us? He wants us to know that he's going to happen. This is the one that is coming. Like you said, when the weatherman tells you it's going to rain tomorrow, then you are expecting the rain to happen. He said, I am he that is, and was, and is to come. That when the word of God tells us that the Son of God is coming, Christ is coming, he's telling us the Holy Bible is coming. That is what he said that will happen. What did he say will happen? He says that he is the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. The Holy Word of God, the Holy Bible. He is that is to come. He is that reigning king. He is him that is the government, the genuine government of God, the government of the Holy Bible. That he is the God of creation, that he created in the beginning. And that he is the same God that will create at the ending. That he is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the Almighty. Telling us there is not another. That it is this word of God in the Bible that is the true God and eternal life. And therefore, he said, receive him as your God. As the one coming. That when you receive him at his coming, you will rejoice. Why? Because what you have received has happened. You are prepared. The man who knows it's going to rain takes an umbrella. He's prepared. So when you know what is coming, then you are prepared. That it is him that is coming. So you know who is coming. He said, when they don't know who is coming, when he came in the days of Noah, it was trouble on them. Because he said that the end of all flesh has come. They didn't know that that word is coming. And then when the word came on that day, he said the fountains of the deep was open. And the flood filled everywhere. They didn't know that it's the word that is coming. They were supposed to receive the word. That God is telling us that it is this Bible that is coming. That is going to happen. What he says. And therefore, don't look for another. There's no other final arbiter. He is the final one. And that what he says must happen is impossible for scripture to fail because he is that God. That his scripture is our God. And said the earlier you not recognize that, then you will bow to him. And then you shall be saved. That as many as receive him and receive the word, they are saved. As Abraham. It's Abraham believed in God. It was counted to him for righteousness. Which God? The scriptures. And that's why he told his descendant. He told Isaac, see what the scripture said. See what the word says. And Isaac told Jacob. Jacob told his children. So he's saying to us that we should believe the word of God. That this Holy Bible is going to reign on earth. Is going to rule. And as he said, as it was in the days of Lot, they told Lot, the end of Sodom has come. Quickly, out of here. Lot didn't get it. That word is going to happen. And he said, escape for your life. What is he telling us? He said, receive the word as God. What the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God now gave us the Son of God, gave us the truth, so that faith in him is the salvation. That when faith, when we now believe this word of God, then we are saved. When the cripple saw him, they started walking. When he spoke to the dead, as we said earlier, he rose from the grave. He spoke to the wind and the wind obeyed him. Who? The God of creation. He demonstrated in every infallible way. He walked on the water. He is not ordinary man. He's saying to us, we should turn to this one. That it is this word of God in the Bible that is the Lord. That no one can speak and he come to pass as himself. And that it is so because he is the God of creation. He is the God. Satan boasted. He says, I will be like the Most High God. I will do this. I will do that. And he said, how are thou falling, O Lucifer? None of what he said happened. How are you cut down? How was he pushed out from his estate in heaven? By the word. By the word of the Lord. He said they overcame by the word of the testimony. By the blood of the Lamb. When he says go, he goes. And he told his disciples, said, don't rejoice because the demons are subject to you. No, it's according to the word. I saw Satan fall like lightning. It's according to my word. Who? The word I said to you, go. And so when they went on the strength of that word, they got victory. And so he's saying to us that it's on this strength we must boast. That don't boast in the flesh. And that we are ordinary men. But the word of God is the Lord, our God. By him we are preserved. And therefore, that if we receive him, he says he will give us a new life. What life? The life in him. That there's life in the scriptures. And that life in the scriptures are given to those who receive the scriptures as the true God. And that when Christ dwells in you, who is Christ? The holy word of God in the Bible. He is the Christ, and that many have not seen him, therefore they stumble and fell. Pharaoh stumbled at the scripture, he fell, and many others stumbled at the word and fell. King Saul stumbled at the scripture and he fell. And that it is this word, He's preaching to us by the gospel that many will stumble at this word and fall, not knowing that he's not talking to us concerning ourselves, the flesh profited nothing. And that it is his word he wants us to receive and then boast of him, speak of him, that you cannot stop him. For the scripture cannot lie. He says, the man whom the king leaned on, he said, will this thing happen if God to open the windows of heaven? What he didn't know is not Elisha speaking. The Holy Ghost is speaking. That tomorrow in the gate of Samaria, this is what is going to happen. And so he's saying to us, seek out of the book of the law and read it well. That we know how to read the weather, but we cannot read the scripture. He told the Pharisees. He said, they are not able to read the scriptures, and therefore, when the scripture happens, they can't tell. He came, as he said, he will come in the days of his flesh. They couldn't tell. He sent his servant John the Baptist speaking ahead of him. They can't tell. Why? Because they are not expecting the scriptures. And so also, he said Christ is coming again. They can't tell because they are not expecting the scriptures. But he says, when you see the fig tree shooting out his branches, you know that he's at the door. The planting of God, that God planted this holy Bible. He said, when the revelation of him is coming out, take heed. But they didn't know that he is the one coming. He says he is that God of creation. Not another. No other God created. They are all the work of man's hand. They created that God. They made up that God. But this one, in the Bible God is the true God and the only God.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.